This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rabbi Yisrael, Perek Gimel, Sechta Ovis, Mishnah Yud. We'll have to Mishnah Yud, Mishnah Aleph, I'm sorry, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Reb Chedina ben Doisa Oimer, Kol Sheyiras Chetoi, Kodemus Lachachmosa, everybody knows the Hilik Reb Chedina ben Doisa, with the Talmud of Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was before some in Sidkus, Chassidus, and he used to do unbelievable maisons with the Koch of his Tefillah, Ayin the Gemara Brach Lamedalit, and other places about the greatness of his Tefillahs. So he said, Kol Sheyiras Chetoi, Kodemus Lachachmosa. If a person understands that the tachlis, that the reason why he's learning and all his learning is chachmasa, is for the te'eles, for yiras chet, there should be a fear of Hashem. That's yiras chet, then the chachmasa miskayemes. That's how the Rav Shtigl Taish is up shot and the Risho Mati. But if that's not the intention when he's learning, the intention of learning is just to gather a lot of knowledge, but not to change his midos, and not to be of someone who taka has a fear or respect of the Eibishta, is any chachmasa miskayem, is the chachma will not continue, will not last. And that's the Hilik Verta from Reb Chanina ben Doisa, which was a tremendous, tremendous yesoid. And the pshat is, the Mefarshim say, since he has no yiras chet and nothing to guide him, the tachlis of the chachma, so the meila, at the end of the day, he'll leave the chachma, it will become unimportant to him. And because his deeds can't follow. He doesn't practice what he preaches. He doesn't practice what he learns. And it becomes unimportant to him. Because if a person learns, and then from those learning, because of his yiras chet, so whatever he does comes to fruition. Whatever he learns, I'm sorry, comes to fruition. And which is the tachlis of all learning that a person is going to do. He learns and he's going to do. He's going to become a better person. He's going to become a person that does the right actions in life, makes the right bechiris. But if his actions do not follow his chachma, eventually he'll leave the chachma because it has no practicality for him. It has no lemaisa. And more so, when he's learning and he knows that's the truth, but he's not living accordingly, so it creates a tremendous contradiction within. And in order to get around that contradiction, the obvious eitzah would be just to leave the learning and not have the guilt and not feel the guilt of the tremendous stira that his life is towards the things that he learned. And therefore, if a person needs to work on Yirah Shamayim and making that a goal, and that's why Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. But more than that, maybe we can say, and more than that, maybe another way, let's first learn the law, then we'll come back to this pshat. As the Rav says, because Yiras Chetel Koyos Chomosoi, and he shomad, we said before, Shemaktim Machshavta, that he precedes in his Machshava, Yiras Chetel Chomosu, Chosh Belibe Almod Bishvil Eya Yorei Chayt, I'm going to learn. You know, there should be a fear of chet. I'll know what a chet is. I'll know which chetam to stay away from. So then, chachmas meskayem. That is the forethought that he put. That's in his mind previously. And before he comes to learn the learning, there is a goal at the end to be a real yiras chet, to real fear Hashem, respect Hashem, and do his mitzvahs. And that chachma will be miskayemes, it will have an everlasting impact. He will have enjoyment from that chachma. Because the chachma bears peros, it has fruition. He's not learned to do. He's not interested in being Yerichay. He's not interested in fearing Hashem. He's not interested in doing exactly what Hashem wants. We said before, at the end of the day, the learning, at the end of the day, he wants to do a certain way. Then he learns the other way. He won't be able to take the learning. He's doing the worst things. He comes next to the learn, and the learning tells you not how to do those things. So it's going to create a tremendous, tremendous problem for him. The only way to get around it, this problem, is just leave the learning. And then that's the Yisoid, the big Yisoid of Yisoid. There's the famous story with Reb Chaim Volozhin. They said this story. They had two Talmidim who learned to this yeshiva, and they went off to Derech. And then by later on, they came back, and they said, we have serious questions on Yiddishkeit. So Reb Chaim Volozhin says, I'll answer all your questions, and they won't have questions, I'm guaranteeing. But I have to know one thing. When did these questions arise? When did you start having these questions? Before you went off or after? He said, well, tell you the truth, after we went off, we started having these questions. Reb Chaim Volozhin told him, those are not questions. I can only answer questions. I can't answer answers. Those questions are not questions, they're answers for you. Those are the excuses why you, since you feel guilty, you went off and you want to do whatever you want. You don't want to mishab yourself. You don't want to be your echet. You don't want to fear Hashem. You don't want to do what Hashem wants. Now you have a problem. But you know the truth. So how do you get around it? Make questions on the truth. To you, there are questions. But those questions are just your excuse, your alibi, because you want to do what you want to do. In Mela, I will never be able to answer them because they're not questions, they're real answers to what you're doing. And this is the Yisoid. A person has to start with Yerushalayim. But I want to maybe say another connection to the mission why Chachamas became Miskayem, because we know what the Gemara says. That a kol ha-koyes, the person gets angry. The Gemara says in Sochem Dav Salavav, Chachmasa mistalekes, the Chachma goes away from the Chachma, just moves out of him. And the question, and the reason for this is because the Chachma of Torah is only going to stay in a person. Then a person has to realize that's because, why does it stay in him? Because the Torah and the Kodesh Baruch Hu of Yisrael Chadu, it only stays inside of a person because that person, if that person is connected to Hashem, and if that person fears Hashem, has respect for Hashem, then Hashem will stay and the Chochmah will stay in. But if not, he has bad midas, or he doesn't really fear Hashem, and he doesn't really want to connect with Hashem, so Hashem leaves, the Torah of the Chochmah goes out, because the Chochmah of the Torah is Hashem, is the Chochmah of Hashem, and it will never dwell in a person who's void of Yirah Shamayim. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.